is right where you are to clap your hands and give him a loud praise and let's give the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You get this praise. We give it to you, Lord. Talk to him.
I will lift my hands in victory.
I got
we praise your name.
Yes, you do. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you.
Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. He gets the glory. He gets the praise. You and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. And once again, we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Look, you can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let's simply go to nfiradio.com or simply dial 347-215-8049. It's 15 minutes after the hour. As the man said, there must be a doctor in the house. Now, what doctor can that be? Dr. Jesus. How about it, huh? Thank you so much for catching the wave. Now, let's get back to more great gospel music.
Together in heaven.
Minutes after the hour, that's the sounds of Brother Jay Carwell and the Ambassadors. You're catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. Somebody said, wake me up. I know that's right. You're catching the wave.
You're listening to
The Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave.
Yes, there were times in my life when I thought I would never make it.
20 minutes before the top of the hour. That's the sounds of Ty Tribbett. How about two in a row, huh? Let's go back down memory lane with Ty Tribbett. Two in a row. You're catching the wave here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2 out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave.
Thinking maybe this is it. Got this war going on in my mind, trying to make me think my faith is counterfeit. And whoa, no, certain days it feel like my faith is running low. But it's a mustard seed, so I must believe in what I sow. Sowing tears, what you water will grow. Never fear, it's all under control. The storm is here, but I'm sleep on the boat. Whoa. Yeah. Everything I went through, I knew I would be blessed. Yeah. Trying to pull me down, but I see the mark, so I press. Christ taught me out so many times, why stress? Yeah. I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put him back in his place. Check it out. Anybody feel like me out there? Listen. Sometimes you gotta tell him just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying. Always feeling weak. I take two steps forward. You push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything. Try to take my family, try to kill my name, keep attacking my body, causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind, playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Right now of a story my father told me a long time ago. He said once a Christian woman had a vision, and in this vision she was carried to heaven, and the angels carried a sightseeing in the city. And as they traveled, they came into a room, and in this room were shelves, and on the shelves were bottles. And she asked the angel, what's the meaning of this? The angel said, these are the tears of believers. They have cried in yonder world. She said, well, in that case, I should have some bottles here. He said, well, your name is on the bottle. She began to look around. She said, yes, here's my name. But why is it in so many places? He said, don't you remember? when you were at conviction wall. You repented of your sins. You got so happy, you cried. She said, well, here it is again. He said, don't you remember when you'd been in the church a little while? The very ones that you thought were Christians deceived you. They told a lie. Your heart got so heavy, and you cried. She said, well, here it is again. He said, well, don't you remember one day you were walking alone? You thought about how your dungeons had been shaken, and the chains of sin had fallen off. You got so happy, and you stood up and cried. No wonder David said in Psalms 56 and the 8th verse, put thou my tears into thy bottle. I'm not worried today. I don't mind shedding a few tears. I don't mind crying a little while longer. God's gonna bottle up. Oh,
Nine minutes before the top of the hour. Now, music like that, you're just not going to get it anywhere. You're not going to get music like that at any station. And we want to let you know that we have it for you right here at the NL5 Radio Gospel Network, the very best in old and new gospel music just for you. You name it, we claim it, and guess what? We play it. And we have it right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You're catching the wave right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Want to invite you to our television broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of DeKalb, Georgia, on channel 25, where you can see the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel videos. And for those of you, if you're out of state or you want to lock in anywhere in the world, you can lock in. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, if you want to live stream us, you can every Saturday at 4 o'clock. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Always our pleasure. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. To God be the glory.
God sent Jesus Christ that we may that we may have life. He suffered, bled, and died way out on Calvary, and he did it all just for me.
Jesus, yeah, I said, stand by me. I've been waiting. You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Temptation is everywhere. It's not only in the street, when you go to church house, you can still find temptation there. But you see, if you're a child of God and you've been born again, you ain't gonna let it bother you. Could I get a witness here? Have God been good to you? Talking to you Christians tonight that don't mind being a witness for him. Have God been good to you? But you see, I'm not going to be like that leaf that's on the wall. I'm not going to drift away. I'm going to stand fast for Jesus. I'm going to wait for it. Would y'all join in when we say these words? you ever say that sometime?
That's raging. Yes, yeah, with sorrow. Just look up. He that is within you, he won't leave you. He'll see you through. Oh yes, he'll. When you are in darkness, just keep still. Jesus will help you if you believe. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Minutes after the hour, and we continue with the very best in gospel music. Going down memory lane, that's the sounds of the sensational Nightingales, title tune, Don't Give Up. And right before that, we went back a little bit further down memory lane with the late, great Clay Graham and the Pilgrim Jubilees, right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, we thank you for locking in as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music.
Must have been you.
nobody knows I've been through, but I know the Lord, He heard my cry. He'll do the same for you. More is standing by the Red Sea. How to get across, they could not see. He says, wasn't going nowhere. When trouble came my way, you know, my Lord, He made a way for me. Put the evil boy in a fire furnace. He wouldn't worry. This I know. They know the Lord.
The sounds of the late, great Percy Griffin and the Swanee Quintet as we continue with the sounds of Reverend Matthew Mickens and the boys. I know that's right. He made a way.
I'm So where do I go when there's nobody else to talk to? Who do I lean on when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I know that he's able. Ha, listen, I know that he's able. And I go to the rock.
That the Lord have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for all that he is doing. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. I tell God thank you because yes, he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for the opportunity to come back one more time because it was he who watched over me as I slumbered and slept last night. It was he that breathed breath in me this morning so that I could get up and that you could get up and that you and you and you could get up. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for NFI Radio allowing us this opportunity to come to teach the word, to do what God's sake do. And as we go on this journey in our lives, one thing that I do know that we all have assignments to our hand that God has given us. And as we do those assignments, we are walking in obedience to God. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, dear God. Father God, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your miracle-working power. Father God, I thank you for being the mind regulator. Dear God, I thank you for encamping your angels round about us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the healer, God. When man couldn't, you could, and I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, thank you for keeping our children, God. Thank you for keeping our grandchildren. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. Father God, I thank you for being the merciful God, for being the God that gave us your grace when we didn't deserve it, God. And I tell you, thank you, God, just for being the righteous one in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I tell you, thank you for being the man that never, ever changes. Oh, Father God, I know your words say they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. But Father God, I thank you for your son, Jesus, coming and walking on the earth, God. Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, as we go through this day, I ask you to cover with your blood, God. I ask you to heal, God. I ask you to deliver, God. Oh, Father God, touch bereaved families, God. Oh, Father God, let them know that you know what you were doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless those that are in the hospital, God. I speak your healing power right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you increase their faith, God. Let them stand on your word and speak the word to themselves in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, dear God. Oh, Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. And it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trust in and believe in you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. See, as we grow in God and he gives us his wisdom, we learn that we have to tell God, thank you for all things. How can I tell God, thank you for my trials and my tests? Because that let me know that all of my faith rests and abides in God. When the enemy come, we have the power to rebuke him in the name of Jesus, knowing that God, through his Son and the Holy Ghost, will do what he said he would do. I thank God for this opportunity to come one more time. I tell God, thank you that he is proving himself unto me, that he is the righteous one, that he is the one that we can depend on. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for each of you who have taken the time to come to listen on today. I tell God, thank you, because he is the mighty God. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us. Your church, home church, come first. But we do have an open door. We extend the invitation for you to come out and worship with us. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. But on the third Tuesday at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you can leave or you can continue to stay and glorify God. The word of God let me know that where two or three touch and agree in his name, that he will be in the midst. And I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. But I always encourage the disciples, even though we don't have Bible study, go into the word of God. Because, see, it's the word that gives us strength. It's the word of God that keeps us covered with his blood. It's the word that we speak to ourselves sometimes that'll help us to keep right on moving in the name of Jesus. Did y'all know that there's healing in the word of God? There's miracles in the word of God. There's deliverance in the word of God. And I tell God, thank you. When we go out and about, we got to share the word of God because we're in that season where it's needed. Sometimes all it takes is just saying, hello, how are you? God bless you. And it'll change a person in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, thank you, God. I bless the name of the Lord because, see, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. See, it's the word of God. And that word is Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. You ever been going through something and you only thing you could say was Jesus? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You don't know if I see God. And I tell God, thank you for all things. There's power in the name of Jesus. I tell God, thank you. And on the third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin come on board to join us and bring the word at 9:30. We invite you to join us on first and third Tuesdays as the man of God come and deliver the word. And Pastor Austin is the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. I tell God, thank you for the word that he brings forth. We ask you to join us. And yours truly is still here on the second and fourth Tuesdays. And on Thursdays, join us because, see, I'm about my Father's business. And on this coming Sunday, October the 29th, we will be going to True Way Apostolic Ministries in Apex, North Carolina, for our Friends and Family Day. We invite you to come and go with us. If you're not busy and you're not having service, I always say your church come first. We invite you to come and go with us as we give God glory. And as we go, we invite you, and that's at 323. Let me get that address for you because I don't want you to get lost and not know where you're going. And you'll go, Lord, she gave me the wrong address. But we tell God thank you because he is the mighty God. And because we love God, did you know that we can come together and glorify God, that he gets all of the glory? And the address for True Way is 323 Justice Heights Streets, and that's in Apex, North Carolina. We invite you to come and worship with us on Sunday the 29th. Just want to share with you that Evangelist Kathy Crudup has penned another book, and the book is called Overcomers, Comer by Your Testimony. And we invite you to go on Amazon. Her book is available there, or you can contact her and her book is available. But we invite you to buy that book and share it with someone. She had penned her first book of poems called Higher Heights Day Poems. We invite you to also purchase that one, that God gets all of the glory. And we have another author in our church, Minister Augustine, has penned a book called My Moments with God. And if you have the opportunity, get a copy of that book, not only to bless them, but that you share in the word that they have penned, that you can go and share with somebody else, that God gets all of the glory. Because when we support each other, if you're out there and you have penned a book, let me know. I'll be glad to announce that book, that God gets all of the glory. As we come back on today, I tell God thank you for being the God that keeps us, because he didn't have to do it. But because he loves us, he allowed us to see another day. And I tell God thank you. What would I do if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side? And this journey is a personal journey. And if you're serving the true and living God, he's on your side and your side and your side. He's your doctor. He's your healer. He's your miracle worker. He's my miracle worker. I tell God thank you because God don't have no special people. He don't love you more than he loved me. And that's why I'm so glad that he loves. And he loves unconditionally. And babies, did y'all know there ain't enough money that we could buy him? But when we live for him, when we serve him with our true hearts, when we are sold out to him, I tell God thank you. We have the right to eternal life. When we were last together, we finished talking about our Father and all that he is. And one thing that I do know is that he promised that he would never leave us or forsake us. And I tell God thank you for him being that God. And as he stand by us, and as he lead and guide us, and do what he said he would do, we can trust him with our whole hearts, every area of our life. And when we trust him, I want to share with you what it really, really means to trust the true and living God. When we trust him with our whole heart, when we trust him and stand on his word, when we trust him knowing that he won't forsake us, we know then that we are doers of the word. And when we are doers of the word, James 1 and 22 said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And when we are doers of the word, we're going to put that word in action. And when we put it in action, that's when we can trust God with our whole heart. When we are doers and we put it in action, that's how we know that, no, he didn't forsake us. He was right there. Why? Because we can't do the word on our own. But we need him. When we are doers of the word, you find that you trust him with your whole heart. And when we trust him, the word of God let us know that we depend on him, that we put all of our confidence in him. And I know that him for me is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There are people that I have confidence in, but the word of God let us know that we can't put our trust in man. When we trust God with our whole heart, when we trust him, you're going to find that you will be obedient to him. When you trust him, you're going to find that you won't lean on nobody else. When you trust him, you find that you have hope in him, and that you will be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. When we trust God, if we look at Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5, the word of God say, trust in the Lord all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. I tell God thank you that when we trust in the Lord, we have to trust him with our whole heart. And that includes our mind also. I know the scriptures say trust in the Lord with all thy heart. But did y'all know that the mind and the heart is connected together? I can't have the heart of Christ and have the mind of Satan. They have to be on one accord in the name of Jesus. When I say that I trust God, with my whole heart. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm not going to do what Gladys want to do, but I will follow God and I will be obedient to him. For we are trusting in our Lord with our whole hearts. That lets me know that I believe his word, that I'm going to do his word. If I trust him with my whole heart, that means that I'm not doubting him in no areas of my life. When you trust him with your whole heart, you believe him. You have faith in him. You don't doubt his word. You have confidence in his word, that his word is true. When you trust in God with your whole heart, you have a true relationship with God. When you have that true relationship with God, you know that he is trustworthy, that you can cast all of your cares upon him. Why? Because he careth for you. When you trust God with your whole heart, you know that he won't forsake you. You know that he is there for you. When you trust God with your whole heart, as a son of God, as a child of God, you can be assured that your heavenly Father loves us, not sometimes. But he loves us all the time. He loves us faithfully. He don't love us just because we pay our tithes and give our offerings, but he loves unconditionally. When we were yet sinners, he loved us. How do I know that he loved us? He sent his only begotten son in the name of Jesus, and he went on the cross for us. And I tell God, thank you, that he went on the cross and he died in the name of Jesus. He didn't stay in the grave because he loved us, because he wanted us to know that he was true, that we could trust him. He rose on the third day, and I tell God, thank you. And how do I know that we can trust him? I can trust him because he guides us with righteousness. And I tell God, thank you. How do we know we can trust him? How do I know? Because he gives us grace. How do I know? How do you know that you can trust him? Because God's Son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost keep their promises. And I tell God, thank you, that in the most difficult times in our life, we can trust God to come to our rescue. Might not do it the way that we think he should do it, but he is a God that is faithful, and he will not go back on his word. When we trust him and we commit all our ways unto him, I tell God, thank you, that we can trust him to work things out on our behalf, that he gets all of the glory. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, not my will, but thine will be done, Lord. And when his will is done, he will provide and give us what we need. If it be his will, he will heal. If it be his will, he will deliver. If it's his will, he will make that miracle come to pass. And I tell God, thank you, we can trust him to do all that he say he would do. And the word of God tell us to lean not to our own understanding. I tell God, thank you, because our understanding is limited. Did y'all know that? But when we trust God, he knows all. He know even before we think or say something what we're going to say or think. And he know how to come in. And it might be that we have to stop on days and not say what we were going to say, but give the word of God. Don't lean to your own understanding and do what you want to do. When we serve God and know that we can trust him, with our whole heart, we're going to know that God's word, the scriptures, will lead and guide us. We're going to know that the Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide us also, that we won't lean to our own understanding and do what Gladys want to do, but I would do it God's way. You won't do it the way that you want to do it. You're going to do it according to God's word. And I tell God, thank you, when we don't lean to our own understanding. I tell God, thank you, that we can go to him and pray and ask God for his wisdom. We can go to him and pray and ask that his will be done. We can go to him and pray and ask him to move on our behalf. Because, see, we might want to go to the right. We might want to deviate and go to the left. But one thing that I know, that if I follow God and do what his words say to do, that he will manifest himself, and that I know that I can trust him. See, we can't trust man. See, God, the word of God tells us to put not our trust in man, but in all our ways acknowledge him. I tell God, thank you. The word of God in Jeremiah 17, verses 5, said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in him, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and make flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. See, the word of God is letting us know that we can't put our trust in man. Because if we put our trust in man, we're going against the word of God. It said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. There are those that we can have confidence in, that we can go to, that we know will pray for us, that we know will keep us lifted up to the Lord. But the word of God let us know that if you put your trust in man, you're cursed. I tell God, thank you, that he knows what we need. When we are living for God and we serve him with our whole hearts and we put our trust in him, that's when we know that we will be blessed and rewarded according to God's word, with the inheritance, and we have the right to eternal life. When we trust God, there are those that I love. I love with the love of the Lord, but I put my trust in God. Because when we trust man, we are putting him before God. We can have confidence in man. But the word let us know that we can't put our trust in man. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that I know I can trust him. Just as he had to rebuke Satan on days, there are days that I have to rebuke Satan, because Satan come as a spirit and he will encamp himself in man. And man will speak their own words. And when I say man, I ain't just talking about the male factor, but I'm talking about male and female. But when we put our trust in God and his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we are being obedient to his word. And as we trust him with our whole hearts, I tell God, thank you. When we trust God, we believe in him. When we trust God, we know that we believe in him for our salvation. Yes, we do. Nobody else or nothing else can give us salvation but his son Jesus. So look at John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world. Yes, that's how much he loved us, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, because as we trust in him, we believe who he is. We believe that he was God in the human form, yes. And we can put our faith in him as our Savior. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, that because he died on the cross, he is my Savior. He went in the grave, but he didn't stay there. He rose, and I tell God, thank you. And because I trust him, I can believe, and you can believe, all that he has done. And because we trust in him, we know that he died for our sins. I already told you that he rose from the dead just for us. And because we trust him, we know that we can't save ourselves from sin and death, but he can. And I tell God, thank you. Because we trust in him, I tell God, thank you that Jesus came to save us. If we look at John 11, verse 25, all because of his son, Jesus, I tell God, thank you. John 11, verse 25 say, these things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he saves us. And because we can trust him to save us, just as he went and woke Lazarus out of sleep, because he is our Savior, and we can trust him with our whole hearts. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. And because we cannot receive eternal life and receive eternal life on our own, we got to trust his son, Jesus. We can't live forever without his son, Jesus. And when we're in the presence of God, you got to trust him. The word of God have already told us we got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And I say, not the word of God, that we can't just be readers of the word. We got to be doers of the word. And you're going to find that when you are a doer of the word, you would trust Jesus as your Savior. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. When you trust in him, you got to trust in him with your whole heart, with your mind, and you got to have the light of his son Jesus living on the inside of you. Because when the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, that is the light that the people can see. God bless you. When we return, God's willing, we will continue to talk about trusting God, what it really means to trust Jesus, what it means to trust the Holy Ghost. Because, see, you can't trust one without trusting the other. There are three entities but they make one. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for.
Children of Israel spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts.
I am still here. God of mercy, your hand of grace touched my life. I'm forever changed. Life was so empty until you came in. When I was weak, you showed me your strength. I'm convinced that I can do anything with you.
Sing this, Sean.
With you, I find my strength. With you, I can hold on. With you, I know I'm coming again. No greater power than you. Nobody's greater than you.
I know.
there's
no greater power than you.
Then I realize
no God is greater than you. We need it, trenches from above, nothing else matters, Lord, please let your glory cover us, we need fresh oil, Lord, please let your glory cover us, nothing else matters, Lord, please let your glory cover us.
Y'all say that.
We need fresh oil.
Power, we shall never, never be. never be defeated. We shall never be defeated. My God. Come on, help me sing. Sing, I shall rise. Come on, sing.
I shall be.
I shall go.
I shall go. Never be defeated.
That to say, I know how the circumstances may look, and I know how the circumstances may seem, but there is victory against all odds, because God is the greatest power.
Yeah. WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
tell me more.
Hello, what station are you listening to right now?
What?
This is...
Good morning, baby!
That was so exciting.
Tell me more.
It's the weekend.
We're on the air now.
Let's get started.
Let's call TFR Live.
Yeah, that sounds kind of interesting.
We've got a great show, so stay tuned.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The mix.
With the hottest DJ
in the mix.
In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
We've been made to do it for a night, only one night though. We've been made to do it for a night, only one night though. Crying made to do it for a night, only one night though. Only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, you can cry one night, only one night though. Stress, you can stress one night, only one night though. Let the tears fall down one night, only one night though. Only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, make sure that you cry, only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad, only one night though. If you're stressed, make sure that you're stressed, only one night though, only one night though.
Only one night though,
only one night though. Joy comes in the morning, joy comes in the morning. I can see a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I can see a brand new day.
Brand new day.
Looking like a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I'm waiting for them to get with me. Feeling like a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I gotta say something to them, y'all. Say, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day.
Good morning. Yeah.
I gotta go.
Consider my life and times, wrong turns and how you made them right. All I can say is this is what grace looks like. Persisting on this pilgrim journey, stumbling, stalling, but you never desert me. And all I can say is this is what grace looks like. Thank you for your grace, covering the length of my days, your goodness and your mercy too, are the only way I made it through. Thank you for your grace, covering the length of my days, your goodness and your mercy too, are the only way I made it through. I don't deserve your favor. All the glory belongs to you, and all I can say is thank you. All I can say is yes, God. You have been good to me, and I am compelled to tell the story over and over again.
glory belongs to you. All I can say is, this is what grace looks like.
find myself standing at the crossroads in my life, standing there wondering which way should I turn. Seems like every time I turn to my right side, I find trouble, confusion, misunderstanding is already on my right side. I turn to my left side, I find out somebody's sick, somebody's in the hospital, somebody's done passed and gone on. And every time I look, I see healed, healed, healed. Makes me feel like I just want to fold my arms, sit down somewhere and just moan. But then when I began to take inventory over my life, when I turn around and look back over my life, I can see all the hills, I can see all the mountains, I can see all the valleys. God has already brought me over, and that makes me know, and that makes me know. Sometimes just still away,
still away.
You got problems that look like they just won't go away. You have to still away,
still away.
You got friends that you went all out of your way for, then you found out that was the same one putting all the stumbling blocks in your path.